Joining us now is the wide receiver for the New England Patriots, Deion Branch. Deion, it's Kirk Minahan and Steve Buckley filling in for Martin Maloney. How are you today?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing,
Phil? Good. How was your Christmas, okay?
Man, it was great. The kids had a great time. My Christmas is there. As long as they happy, I'm happy.
That's how it works. So you were off yesterday and today as well, then back to work tomorrow. Is that it?
Right. Well, I mean, most of the guys are in the building right now.
Okay.
I mean, typically it's an off day, but, you know, guys can't stay away from the building. So I'm actually in here myself.
Deion, Saturday's game, late first half. Gostkowski misses the field goal attempt. You run off the field 17-0. We are behind thick glass in the press box, and we can hear you guys being booed off the field. How often have you heard that at Foxborough?
I didn't hear it then.
Oh, come on.
I didn't hear it then, I promise you. I heard a couple, a couple boos here and there during the course of the first half, you know, and rightfully so, it should have been that way. You know, we wasn't playing our type of football that we normally would play. You know, and I truly understand that the fans are not pleased the way we was going out there, especially three and out as far as the offensive side of the football.
What was halftime like?
Just the same. You know, coach come in, we make adjustments and go back out there and try to get it going. You know, I think overall the defense did a great job for the team as far as keeping this game within range and make sure that it didn't get out of hand.
Any reason, Deion, as to kind of why we've seen these slow starts here over the, is there any rhyme or reason to it, or is it just kind of what's happened?
No reason. I think overall, you know, team's doing a great job of coming in and trying to execute the game plan.
Mm-hmm.
I think overall, there's no excuses. We're not executing. That's the only thing. Early in these last couple of games, we haven't been executing the plays the way we want to do it, converting on third down, those type of things. Some of the things I think we have minimized on are the turnovers and the flags. Now it's all about now going out executing our game plan as fast as possible.
Dan, I want to ask you the exact question that Dale Arnold asked Tom Brady earlier this morning. Recognizing that Bill Belichick would say we just play the game on the schedule and we're not looking ahead and so forth and so on, you as a football player and as a presumably fan of the NFL, Are you looking at potential matchups down the road and seeing which teams are exotic and who might get in there and who might not get in there and who you'd like to play? I'll take that as a yes, that little laugh.
No, I'm going to be honest with you. It's a no. See, you sit down trying to figure out who's going to win this game, who's going to win that game. You can't do that, not in the NFL. You know, and there's so many teams that have the option to get in off of one team loss, but they have to win. Then you got a couple teams that need two teams to lose, and then you got some that needs three teams to lose.
So, Deion, so if I asked you right now, what do the Cincinnati Bengals have to do to make the playoffs? You would not know the answer to that question?
I don't. What they got to win. They got to win.
There you go.
They have to win.
There you go. How about the Jets? You get the Jets playoffs in there?
I don't know that part.
Ah, see, okay. He's being honest, Buck.
Yeah, yeah.
You think someone honest.
I'm being honest. I'm for real. Because I'm not trying to figure out who we're playing either.
Right.
You know, so all that stuff will shake out this week. You know, the last thing I'm worried about who we need to be playing when we got to take care of the game ourselves against Buffalo.
The touchdown catch on Saturday, it looked sort of at first glance like it was possible that you had actually gone out of bounds first before coming in. It was then reviewed and called. Did you think there was a chance you had gone out in that play?
No, sir. I told my strength coach, he asked me, like, man, well, Coach Karnecchia, he grabbed me when I was headed off the field. He was like, hey, where you in? I said, yes, sir. And he said, okay. Then got to the sideline. I didn't know what was going on until the strength coach came back and told me, hey, they said they think you stepped out of bounds. I said, okay. Well, I've been doing this a long time. I don't think I stepped out. Matter of fact, I didn't step out. And he was like, all right. And he came back and told me. But I knew I was in bounds.
Can you tell without looking down, just like where your body is? I mean, you've been catching balls for so many years since, 2002, I think. You develop a certain sixth sense about that?
Well, it's a field thing. Overall, we're taught to run a route, a certain route.
Right.
To give the quarterback enough room and also give ourselves enough room just in case we have to make certain adjustments. Sort of like what I had to do on that route. You know, now had, Vontae pushed me a little harder. Maybe I would have went out of bounds, but probably he would have got a flag. I mean, he pushed me good enough, but it wasn't enough to draw a flag. And also, at the same time, I left enough room for me to make that move that I made in the back of the end zone.
He had the touchdown last week in Denver, and had a nice dive and catch, I thought, on Saturday. Do you see, Deion, progress here from Ocho Cinco, or is this kind of what we see from a catch here, a catch there? Is this kind of what he's going to be for this team the rest of the way?
Well, that stuff there is all based off the game plan.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, he's doing a great job of taking in what the coaches are giving him in practice and taking it to the football field. Those adjustments in as far as what happens with all of our personnel decisions, that comes down through the coaches and then trickles down through the game plan.
Deion,
so it's really nothing I can't even answer that one.
All right.
Deion, what was it like the first half of the first half when you're basically rebuilding the offensive line on the fly? Confusion, I don't know what the right word for it is, sort of education on the fly, is that a best way to put it?
Right. Well, it's just all about just making adjustments on the fly. Things happen, man. This is the NFL. Guys will be injured. Guys are going to go down. Next man has to step up. And, that's what it's all about. Season opportunity and taking advantage of it once your numbers call. And I think the guys did a great job of it. We all stuck with it. We stuck to it. The guys that's on this team, they wouldn't be here if coach didn't think they can get the job done. It wasn't pretty early on. Yeah, that's true. But at the same time, we got confidence in everybody in this locker room that guys are going to go out and do their job. And, hey, maybe it takes for me, Wes, and Tom to pick up our play a little bit more once a couple of our key core guys go down. That's what we have to do.
Dan, I got a trivia question for you. I got your lifetime stats here. What's the most number of touchdowns you scored in a season?
What is it?
It's
five, six?
It's six last year.
Six last year.
And you got five this year, so you're good for a couple.
One game.
You got a couple this weekend in you?
Hey, that's the goal. the most important thing is get the victory first.
There you go.
And if that touchdown come about, then that'll be cool.
There you go.
Speaking of touchdowns, Deion, where do you rank that Jerome Simpson touchdown on Sunday and the catches?
That's the top of the list.
Number one?
Straight up.
Wow.
That's number one.
That's impossible, right? I mean, I know you'll probably do it on Sunday, but I mean, it's pretty hard to believe.
I would not be jumping over the body, let alone flipping. That was amazing. I mean, we saw it sitting on the side,
right,
on the bench at the shoulder on the jumbotron, the highlight. And we all just looked at each other with this look on our face like, this is crazy.
If you play with a guy that you could think they could actually pull that off, I mean, that's unbelievable athletic play. I mean, it's unbelievable.
That was crazy. That guy deserve a award for that. That was crazy. For him to stick the landing like that,
that was the key.
Wasn't perfect, but it was good.
That was the key.
The landing.
Yeah.
And then the celebration in the end when he, held his hands up like he knew he was going to stick.
Did Welker really apologize to you guys at halftime, or was he being a little hyperbolic, as it were?
What did he do?
Well, he told us after the game that he kind of apologized to you guys at halftime. I have to play better, this, that, and the other thing. Did he do that in words or just sort of with a bob and a weave?
I mean, I think we all was in here apologizing to each other. Had I not stepped out of bounds, I would have gave us about two more plays. We all just got to pick our play up. We got to play a lot better. We all do. Hey, that's part of the game. That's why we play the game. It's a game, and trust me, we all were very apologetic in the locker room. But it's not on one guy's shoulder, and that's the type of guy Wes is. He's a very competitive guy. He put a lot on his shoulder. Me, myself, Tom, but we can't do it by ourselves.
They beat you guys, obviously, beginning of the year and had a real good win last week. What stands out when you look at the Buffalo Bills here since you saw them the first time those few months ago?
I think the biggest thing to these guys, given the situation at the end, these guys are still fighting. Prideful team, great defense. These guys are still flying around. The year isn't over for them. You can tell by their play. What they did last week against Denver. The week prior to that, playing against Miami, how Miami went up big on them, and they fought back. I mean, these guys according to the way the season has been going for them, they're still fighting each and every week.
All right, Deion, I appreciate it. Go work on your flip because we want to see that Sunday early
no
on.
Flip for me.
All right, Deion, thanks.
All right, folks, I'll take it easy.